And good morning, Central Oregon. I hope you're having a glorious day out there. I think it's fair to say spring might be here. I know that. God bless you. I hope you're out there. You're enjoying it. But this is that time of God bless you. I hope you're out there. You're enjoying it. But this is that time of year where we have a number of different things happening. And not the least of which, but I think probably right at the top of the list, is tomorrow. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. You know, and each and every one of us have a mother. And I went this morning, it was kind of wild. I just recommend that you do it. I'm not going to sit here and read you a bunch of Mom's Day quotes. But, if you just write to Google in Mother's Day quotes and start reading them, you realize what a remarkable impact our mothers have on each and every one of us. And not only our mothers, but maybe the mothers in our household that we share our home with, whether it's our mom directly or our wife or whomever it may be. But these are people that really build us up in places that, sometimes we often take for granted. And so tomorrow, take that time. Make sure that you tell your mother that you love and appreciate her, and you realize that you wouldn't be here without her. It's a wonderful thing. And as is spring, by golly, everything's in bloom. And normally what I like to do this time of year, those of you that are regular listeners realize that I like to bust out the chores list. This is a great time to start doing some of that stuff. But those of you that have irrigation are probably already on it. You've got all your lines out. Everything's going pretty good. All the rest of us, basically this is a time where now that the evenings are a little bit warmer, this is a time that we can start thinking about some of that maintenance issues. And I kind of recommend getting them out of the way a little bit earlier. And by that, I mean paint, caulking, staining decks, oiling decks, doing that sort of thing. This is a pretty good time because it's early in the season, and you can get after it a little bit. And, such as the wood and all of that sort of thing, what wood fences, particularly untreated wood fences, have a tendency to do is they sort of swell in the winter months when they get full of water, and then they start to dry back out. Well, while they're still reasonably full of water and have some moisture to them, this is a pretty good time to get a good coat of oil on it, so as they start to recede a little bit, it soaks that oil in and treats it a little bit better, tighten things up. And then you got a lot more days to go camping and fishing and doing the things that you want to do here in the summer, instead of doing as most of us do, put it all off until the first cold day and then try to squeak it in and do kind of a half job on it at the end. But spring's here. It's a beautiful time of year. Everything's in bloom. We just got a remarkable one getting ready to go here. It's amazing how fast everything popped this week. So hopefully you're out there and enjoying it. And don't forget about Mom tomorrow. So today's bulletin. One I'm really, really proud. There's a couple of things. This is going to be one of those weeks where I'm proud to be a realtor. And, I think that all too often on a number of different levels, realtors end up taking an awful lot of blame for things in the community. They take an awful lot of blame for pricing of houses and all of that sort of thing. When in fact, realtors are really, first, they're your friends and neighbors. And secondly, they're very, very involved in the community. Generally speaking, last week I went to an FFA fundraiser, number of realtors in the room, donating money to a very worthy cause of the Future Farmers of America. Those of you that don't know that program, you should know more about it. It's a wonderful opportunity to teach young people not only responsibility, but the ability to interview, the ability to speak, the ability to understand cost of goods sold and how a business works, as well as the day-to-day rigors of raising their animal and taking it to show and doing the whole thing. It's a wonderful deal. And when you get a chance to get around those guys, the way you recognize them is when you go to the fair or wherever, you see those kids running around in the blue corduroy jackets that has a different town. It has an emblem on the back of it, has a different town. When you go to the fair this year, if you see one of them, stop one of those kids and say something to them. You'll find a kid that's really polite, really forthright, and it's a great program to back up to. But anyway, sorry, getting off topic a little bit. But this week, we have Melody Llewellyn. And Melody has done a remarkable job. And she is one of those people that, it's like the old Billy Jack, walk softly and carry a big stick. She's unpretentious. She's soft, smooth, easy, dedicated to the community, dedicated to her family, and is really a great ambassador and representative of Central Oregon. She's been in real estate for a number of years, and has done a very, very remarkable job. And you know, the quote here is pretty much all stuff that we have, and it's basically, you know, none of us have a crystal ball. And COVID, though it gets an unfair amount of the blame, COVID definitely hit the market pretty dramatically here in the area, but it really wasn't the COVID so much as it was the interest rates and that really, really cheap money. It was like everybody got a pocket full of Monopoly money all of a sudden and went on a wild spending spree. And now we're trying to recover from it. But yet, you know, the guys back in Washington just kind of want to keep throwing more money on the fire. It's really, really, really quite interesting. I just can't say enough about Melody, and I want to tip my hat to her today and say that she really represents the Central Oregon Association of Realtors. And to those of you that are members in the community, sometimes, you know, the affiliation of the Realtors Association goes all the way back to the national level. And one of the things that I'll mention here today is that there's one of the successes of the Realtors Association is the lobbying effort toward private property rights. And you know, this week there was a little bit of news. I guess I'll probably have to do that after the break. But there's all this discrepancy about what's going on with mortgage lending, and you know, whether we're going to penalize people that have high credit ratings so that it can supplement people that don't have high credit ratings, and how it's going. Well, the only people that show up at these legislative decision-making meetings is the Association of Realtors, and they're not only involved in issues at the national level, but also at the state level, the Oregon Association of Realtors, and here at the local level, the Central Oregon Association of Realtors. And you'll see that the realtors are really involved in the community, not only doing philanthropic work and giving back to charitable causes and that sort of thing, but also trying to be actively involved in any number of issues, sometimes with maybe limited efficacy. You know, maybe we're not as effective as we would like to be. There were a couple of that went by, you know, this last couple of years here, where the removal of the parking requirement, for instance, or the home energy scores, you know, those somehow still seem to come through, even though there was a fair amount of opposition offered. But at least the Association of Realtors showed up and offered a dissenting voice, and they're certainly worthy of support for doing that. So to have Melody at the champion, at the head of that. She's been very, very, very active in the Renter Association for Central Oregon for a number of years. And anyway, big shout out to Melody. Congratulations for being Central Oregon Association of Realtors 2023 Realtor of the Year. There we go. I got that. So maybe I'll just do that. We'll just talk about that lending when we come back. So why don't we do that, Sammy? We'll take a break. I want to remind you a couple of different things. One, the number here at the station, 541-388-1110 is the number. If you'd like to talk about anything real estate related, please, please, please call in. Love to hear your voice and love to have your input, because, you know, if you're thinking it, somebody else is probably thinking it as well. And also, you can always visit my website, askfredjohnson.com. That's where you can sign up for the market trend report. We're just putting that together. The new numbers just came out. And or if you have any suggestions about the program or any questions that you would like researched, we'd certainly be glad to help you. If we can't help you, we'll get somebody to you that can. And